Hey, bro. Sorry for the delay, man.
Nah, all good. Thanks for accommodating me.
No stress, bro. Is it what is it? It's bloody late Friday afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah, 5:20.
Good week, bro. How'd you Somewhat, yeah.
Still in that hell grind stage, eh? So,
Yeah. How long have you been going for?
slight. My company, 18 months, but I was sole trading for about 8 years before that.
Sweet. And then is it just you and how big's the team?
Me, qualified guy, came on end of last year, my age, mid-30s, and I've got an 18-year-old apprentice. So he's been
Yeah,
a game
nice.
changer. It means I can leave
The
site,
apprentice.
do a bit more. Nah, the
The
qualified guy.
builder. Nice.
He
So
ran his own company for a few years.
yeah, man.
So
Yeah, there's so much I mean, shit, we just hired a QS guy that in Australia and he had his own company, but he just kind of was raising a family now and it's just timing. Like there's such a different level between, being fantastic at your job and then running a business, man. It's a complete different thing.
Oh yeah. It's the yeah, fuck. You just don't know what you don't know, eh?
Yeah, bro, it's tough work, eh? What's like the main
And
sort of, oh, you go?
no, it's all good, you go.
What's kind of the main like pain points at the moment? So like this qualified guy must take quite a bit of pressure off your plate.
Yeah, well, I'm still a massive chunk of the labor, which is always that point where you gotta decide whether like what you want to do really, yeah? Like if you want to stay on the tools. But I'm trying to do Tuesdays at home in the office doing admin, so I don't have to do it at night because I've got young kids. So yeah. But it like Tuesday rolls around, I'm like, fuck, just too busy, I gotta get to site. So
How many jobs are you running at a time?
it all depends on the size, because I've since I started my company, I came back to Tauranga from Auckland after being a foreman up there for 8 years. Brought the kids back to Tauranga and different town for where I grew up. I grew up down here. Different town, housing group market, bubble sort of bursting. Obviously, all the big established guys have got the mean jobs. So I just like having to spend what money I can on advertising, do fucking BNI, slave through that, try and get my name out there and stuff. So,
Oh, dude, it sounds
but
like,
at the
yeah,
moment, through advertising,
you
I got
kind
a
of
decent beachfront job in Waihi Beach.
mean.
So we're traveling there. It's labor only charge up, which is it's not like great for the profit, but it's sort of one of those ones that's like, fuck, it's good for the photos, and it's sort of like this work I was doing in Auckland. So it's beachfront. It's the drive's 45 minutes. So Auckland time frames, it's not bad for travel for me. But
That
and
I
little
can see
jobs
how
like
that would
today,
be
right?
I can see how that would be a killer when Tuesday rolls around and then if you've got to duck out even for just one thing on site, well, there's 2.5 hours or 3 hours by the time you drive there, faff around for whatever how long and then drive back. So that is a bit of a killer, right?
I just tell myself that I know that it's not going to be forever, so I've got some jobs in the pipeline, hopefully, so which are
So
full
obviously
contracts, so
with your marketing and stuff at the moment, you're obviously trying to sort of tailor all your work to be central Tauranga, obviously. Stop the travel.
yeah. Like if it was a full contract job in Waihi Beach, it'd be even more
It'd be
appealing.
worth it. Yeah, if it was a seven-figure new build and you're pricing it at 20%, it'd be worth
This
it.
will be a fucking 7-figure new build, but yeah, I'm touching a bit of materials and just all the labor,
Yeah.
really,
So
and a few subbies that I can bring.
is it owner project managed or like a tier one builder or
Now
like
I'm
kind of
project managing it on my time, so I charge them for office hours and stuff like that I do after off-site at home, because he's got no fucking idea. But he's one of those, he's got a lot of money, I think, but he's one of those dudes who's he I'm trying to get blown from a stone for money, I think, out of him.
Yeah, he'll but be a tight ass.
Made so much fucking money over time.
Man. Yeah, bro, that's it, man. 100%. Okay, so...
So I can sort of take...
Yeah, so the main... So obviously that job's going well, and then are you tying in... Like, how long are you there for? And then are you tying in a lot of other smaller jobs, like, whilst you're doing that, where you can peel one guy off for a couple of days and invoice out 10 grand or something, you know?
Yeah, like, today we... Today, tomorrow, we're sneaking into a little... Oh, my wife's just back here. Is that not too loud for you?
No, it's all good. Yeah, we're good, we're good.
Like today, snuck into a little through my Sparky, gave me a lead. Well, just got me onto this lady who's we just rejigged the whole master bedroom, like ripped out a partition wall, framed up something new, rechanged the door and ensuite, moved some stuff. So, yeah, it's like took me all three of us here today, just me and the apprentice tomorrow, and that's like a 15 grand
job.
Go back next Saturday to do finishing lines. So that's little profitable jobs that I'm trying to sneak in. But it means that my clients just, well, I'm never fucking home. But I just know, I realized you got to grind it at some stage. You got to grind for a few years.
100%. Man, when I was like first doing my start out phase, like probably the first 3 years was like, I was running that like recruitment style model in Queenstown. So I just did like the charge up model. I just like loved comms and like that organizing chaos. And I did the same thing. I had like 10 to 15 guys like charged out on sites. And then whenever my time was free, usually that would take me till like 10 a.m. And then from 10 till 3, I was literally just like on the phone, just pricing small shit. And then I would try to pull a guy off every couple of days to do like a 2 grand job or a 5 grand job. And then eventually from that, once I did enough small stuff, you would eventually start winning some, you know, bigger size contracts. I've always just used it as a numbers game, eh? Like if you go and do 10 $10,000 jobs or 10 $5,000 jobs, you're going to get like a $50,000 or $100,000 opportunity job. So I just think for you in your grind phase, it would be like, one, you've got to keep your boys busy and grow your team. So even if you are doing this like labor only new build, you know, it's not ideal. Like you said, it's just that grind phase. You're like building a team, keeping boys busy. But then whenever you do get a breather, I know it's hard and you've got kids and stuff. It would be a bit of a nightmare, but you've got to be, trying to find those opportunities to price those bigger jobs, find those smaller leads. And how much are you investing into your marketing and advertising at the moment?
Just because of this, just because of the finance at the moment, I think I'm spending about $1,000 a month on Google Ads. And I met my ads guy through my BNI, so he's just starting out. So I get him for about $250 a month, excluding. So it's sort of cost effective and this Waihi Beach job came out of that. So that was sort of good. Like it's not the one of those crazy labor only where you're hitting it, trying to hit a rate, but I get paid for what we do. So it's not,
absolutely.
Yeah. So I got a few leads. I think you guys priced, I don't know if it was you, but I inquired about you guys pricing a 5 burn down for me a couple of weeks ago, but that's sort of on hold at the moment. But I've got a reclad that I've priced up.
Yeah.
$350K. So that should be coming ahead later this year and got a few other leads. But I think the best in Tauranga, the best, because it's such a sort of clicky town, which I've found, you got to like, it's referrals are like almost better down here just because like everyone, everyone's only one, like, everyone knows someone of someone, so
absolutely. Like,
yeah,
that's the difference between Auckland and regions, man. Like Auckland, you can get away with being a bit of a fuckwit. Regions, you can't, man. Like if you rip someone off or do something.
Well, and Tauranga boomed. I missed the boom of Tauranga being in Auckland, but from everything I heard, like it was just fucking manic because all those subdivisions were getting built, and people just, and all the money was cheap, and people were just
going crazy,
asking for whatever.
Missed
that, but like I think to myself, fuck, if I can survive this time coming down here to start a recession, then
the thing is like people throw that word around a lot. Money is tight and jobs are becoming a little bit harder to win, but man, I think if you're actively marketing, actively getting leads, chasing stuff up and doing your sales properly, you're still going to win. Stuff still needs to be done, and there's always people with money that are still going to do stuff. So, So you've got your marketing sort of sorted. You've got like a solid, somewhat of a foreman. How long is that labor only job going for?
Probably till, because at the moment they just want us to close it and they're going to see where they're at, because they have like kids or whatever, builders in Auckland as well. So they're going to, and they wouldn't, if my other jobs come through, I wouldn't even mind, because I'm sort of getting sick of traveling out there.
Okay. So like, what stage are you at right now?
We are going to be probably starting the roof frame, rafters and trusses turned up yesterday.
Yeah.
And so we're just finishing straightening. It's a big two-story place, so it's all architectural, so it's a bit slower than like
build. So big, like closed
big 4.5 meter high. Closed in will be probably June, I reckon.
Oh, sweet! So you got like another, what's that, 2 months, 3 months?
Yeah, I convinced him to rabbit because he was gonna paper it. I was like, let's rabbit, so then you can actually, if your son comes free, you can start doing inside work.
Yeah, much cool. What other work stuff do you have, kind of have like pipeline wise between now and June that potentially could come in? You said there's a project.
Yeah, I've got this little job, and I've got another. I because the wife put posts up on all like the community pages and like mum pages on Facebook and stuff like that. And then I think I asked you a while back, because you said on one of your podcasts you did like a media course or whatever, because I'm trying to I don't have social media on my phone because it's fucking distracting, so I just
send her
videos and photos every day. I try to remember, so then she can start posting, and then we signed up for Skillshare, and she like looks at, there's that Skillshare's like little subscription like video training fucking thing. I've popped up somewhere. So she does a few of those courses to try and like learn about social media marketing and Instagram SEO and all that crap.
It seems like a bit of a fugazi, but it's so powerful, man. Like you will win work through it.
That's cool. I'm just trying to absorb everything at the moment. It's fucking
100%.
So
you're just
absorb all your stuff.
Yeah. You're pretty much just wearing every hat at the moment between, you know, making sure jobs are going well, pricing jobs, you're on the tools, you are looking at, you know, you're actively advertising, selling, and talking to whoever you can, whenever you can. It's,
looking at jobs at 6 o'clock at night on Sundays or that shit like that.
Yeah, it's niggly, bro. I mean, it's real hard there. Literally, is like, if you're doing everything right there, there's literally just like no kind of right or wrong advice or what you can do. You just have to do it. Like when I first started Rapid QS, man, I wouldn't go to sleep every night. I'd do my day-to-day work, and then I wouldn't go to bed every night until I'd sent out enough DMs to builders that I'd get a 24-hour block on Instagram. That was like my goal every night. And then once we started getting a backlog there, my next sort of grind phase was, you know, price a job every single day or night, and then make a content like video reel out of it. And I just downloaded this little app, Splice, I think, and then I just made content, posted it. So it's like right now you're in that phase of try and shake 5 new hands a week, or you know, generate 5 new leads, make sure the job's running sweet. Because I mean, if you're getting paid, you've got a little pipeline of work there, you can keep growing on it. All you can really do now is just keep working on your advertising and marketing. If your finances are okay and everything's kind of on track there, invest every spare dollar you can into whatever you can do to get awareness, whether that's, you know, getting a photographer person in, or even yourself, just like once a fortnight, make 5 to 6, 7 short little reels, be posting those. Like usually everyone's problem is a scarcity of work. That's what's happening at the moment. And if you can like beat your competition in your area with enough leads and enough business, you've nutted out the number one problem, you know? That's why I do so much social media, because I know how powerful it is.
Yeah, well, it like makes sense, though. Like, it's just like attrition, isn't it? Just like just being there every fucking day in front of everyone, isn't it? So yeah, I've met a photographer, video guy in the BNI on Tuesday. So I'm having a talk with him next week to see what he can do, and even like admin, because like I'm trying to get the wife on admin so I do less of it. But we've got too many young kids. We've got three kids, so
You're a busy man.
I started using Builderprice,
A
couple of months ago. So there's a lady that you link up with through there, and she can help with admin if you pay like 100 something bucks a week. So I'm going to see what she can do. Give me a bit of hand take, because I was going to get all my, I need to get all my systems right as well, because I just know I'm pretty methodical in my head and I know what I want, but when I sit down at the computer, I'm like, fuck, I can't remember what I want to do.
Yeah, it's niggly, bro. I do like notepad in like 30 minute slots, say. So like whenever I've got ideas, I'll just write out like a daily list of what needs to be done.
Yep.
And then I just break it up into slots, because if you go to the computer and you've got 15 tasks and you're trying to tack, you've just got to kind of go nut out five at a time. So yeah, I definitely know what it's like. What's another, like, you don't struggle with payments or anything from these guys? Like, that's all sorted? Like, cash flow is pretty strong?
Well, the first job I did by myself, the first big job I did myself, I think it was kind of tearing it, got a little bit sticky, but only like a couple of grand. But again, it's what you don't know. Like, back then, like, I don't even know what P&G was. Like, I wasn't pricing that in. I was using that Building Hub girl, that Building Hub lady, her contracts. There's that crowd that she does, she helps with contracts or whatever. But now I pay for someone to write me up a pretty bulletproof contract. But then the banks have been saying to some people that you need to be like a master builder or a certified builder, because they want those 10-year guarantees, even though if you actually know about them, they're sort of cost and they're not like, and people don't really know about them. And then, people pay. Like, I've got it pretty systemized now. So it's like the terms of trade on smaller jobs with a multi-use form that they have to sign once they accept when I send out with my quote. So they'll sign that. So I'll send my quote out through Builderprice, and it comes off Builderprice as a PDF. I attach that with my, like, sort of this debt collection crowd wrote me terms of trade, construction contract, and a few different forms, like multi-use form. So I fill that out at the same time. So they sign and date it. So on a smaller job, I won't do a contract. If it's under 30 grand, I'll just use my terms of trade attached. That means I sign it and read the terms of trade. And then if it's over 30 grand, obviously, sign that out, then the contract will go out in a bit.
Yeah. These smaller jobs that you're doing, are you doing all these fixed price?
Yeah.
And then what payment terms do you do? Set. Yeah, 100%, man.
Normally like 50% up front.
Yeah.
If I know them, like the one we're doing today, I know the lady, it's like I'll bill her after the 2 days we're there. About 80%, and then say 20% once we come back and do the finishing lines.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Like, and old me would have been too shit scared to do fixed price, but listening to like what you say, and then listening to what the some of the other content from like the those other fellas, what they call those sales guys. I listen to all the they're pretty heavy on the sales, which is a bit of jargon for me. Sometimes I can't really get my head around, but it's just good to like just take everyone's perspective. But I'm pretty confident now in my pricing. So little jobs, fixed price it, fucking smash it out.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, that's the one. So like your guy who's doing your ads at the moment, like how many leads a month or like a fortnight is he kind of chasing right now? Are you getting?
Five to ten a month maybe.
And out of those five, are like, what's kind of your close rate?
I'm getting better at just kicking people off. So I'm like, I'm just like, I'm too expensive for, I don't want to do that for you. I'm gonna be too expensive, and just walking away. So but I'm getting my website rebuilt because I sort of got swindled by a crowd. Once that gets redone, get some better content with a video guy, and then push harder on the ads, probably get some more. But then there's like SEO. Like I got Well, as you do, you always get approached by these crowds who like punching, going hard on SEO. And so it's sort of like, I don't know, what's your opinion on Google Ads versus SEO? Both, I'd imagine, but.
So like I invested probably for 10 grand a year into SEO when we were running the building company, and then we were running ads on top of that and awareness. So I think we were spending close to 80,000 a year. And then for RapidQS, it's a different type of content. So we're like doing a lot of awareness and a lot of blogs to rank for SEO. So like we just want people to get to our website pretty much first in mind and spend more time on there reading like informative stuff. So I'm making a big push to put more informative stuff on there. Definitely invest in it, 100%, man. It's just like I'm trying to think of the analogy of what SEO does, but it pretty much just like keeps your like website ranking in the top lot of like Google searches, Facebook searches. And then the other thing you can do is you need to get a Google business listing page, and then you can start
I
getting
got that.
5-star reviews when people go,
Yeah,
yeah,
I got
nice. Have you
that.
got any reviews right now?
Yeah, I got five stars.
Yeah, that's good, man. So like most people don't haven't really kind of hacked onto that, but yeah, if you can make an aim or a goal to get, you know, get one or two of those a month if you can,
Yeah, I've got a list of old clients I haven't sent it out to because like you sort of go through phases. But yeah, I sort of figured I stumbled through the Google business myself before I had anyone on board. I just like, and it's like it's the same old yarn that everyone has, eh? That you even like all the podcasts that you do and you talk to guys and everyone's like, oh, at the start, yeah, I was just stumbling through blindly and you don't know what you don't know. And then you sort of, it's easier to sort of think back in 10 years, I guess, when you're fucking crushing it. Even the last year and a half, like what I was thinking and doing a year and a half ago, I'm like, fuck, why didn't I do that then? Even a year and a half ago, you just don't know what you don't know.
That's the game of life, man. So
Nah.
the building stuff's good. Your pricing's kind of pretty good. Like, are you doing any like basic back costing just to make sure you know these smaller jobs you're doing are making money?
Yeah, I'm doing, and that's what builder price is going to help me do. Because I've been stumbling through. I got mates who fucking, and I think I've heard you talk about like crush Excel or Google spreadsheets and stuff. But I've tried to sit down and do Excel and Google and spreadsheets and even watch like 4 hours of fucking YouTube videos. I'm just like, so I've been
What,
stumbling through the apps over the
how are
years.
you
Like
doing
I went
the pricing?
through them through Builder Price now.
Oh, okay.
So it literally used to be. What the hell I used to? I used to just do it on like Excel or whatever the sheets, whatever was on MacBook, and I just do a column. I'm always just a task and hours guy.
Yeah, same as me, man. 100%.
Task and hours, and I have it on that. But I just wanted to sort of systemize it in my head. I'm like, I need to try and systemize it. So then I went to like NextMinute, and I fucking hated that. And then I went to Fergus, and I just sort of stayed on Fergus for ages because they had like the materials link up real clean. So but then that was more like I realized that you get to a point where that's like a definitely more of a service industry. So like if you're like a maintenance guy or build a plumber, it's better for that. And then I stumbled across Builder Price, and that's they are big on labor factors for materials, but you can also just can that and then in their miscellaneous column just do tasks and hours and call that your labor. But it's all linked up to like your merchant, so that's another thing that I like. You can just like pick it and you make templates. So like in the future, once you've done X amount of jobs or had enough time to do the admin to create a template for every fucking thing, you just pick your template, materials are all listed, quantity it, your templates are there for all your different labors, bang, and then your PNG templates are all there. So it just means I don't forget things. And and then it's got a good back costing thing and it's linked to zero and shit. So it's not cheap, it's not that expensive. It's about 350 a month.
Are you using so you're and you're running Xero as well for your invoicing and quoting? Quoting
I
out of
used Xero for
that's all linked
years.
up.
Yeah, that's all linked up. So not quoting out of, just invoicing payment claim out of.
Invoicing.
But you create like a what do they call it? Like a schedule out of builder price. A builder price doesn't invoice, but you put input all your bills and your boys' hours if it's a charge up, or you just put them into back cost it if you're doing a fixed price one. and then you create like a PDF that you attach to your payment claim invoice with Xero. But I love Xero because for years I just used Xero and Xero Projects.
Yeah, Xero is good, man. I rate Xero. Yeah. I just hate their two-step authentication. What can someone do if they get into your Xero? Send an invoice to someone? Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's fucking annoying. No, that's good. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you've got, like, you're investing a lot of time, which is good. Like, you're doing all your research and your DD. So it's probably, man, I mean, it's kind of the same combo with everyone at the moment, man. It's almost just like, things are probably going to be, like, tight until the end of the year. But it's literally just a game of, like, try to not stop investing. Obviously, look at your cash flow. But you're pretty good. I mean, you've got locked in work till midway through the year anyway. So then all you really need to do is try and land another one or two half-decent jobs, and you can pretty much ride
The reclad, I sent them a quote for this reclad, and they've gone to their bank, been approved. They're just waiting for the architect to update. They changed their cladding and changed a few things. So they're waiting for the architect to update, and then they're going to submit it to council. So that is going to go ahead this year. They just don't know an exact timeline yet. And I've got a few
how much work have you done for them yet? Like, could you maybe issue them a bit of like a, could you use a bit of a scarcity tactic, and if there's any like materials in there that need to be ordered, or like a pre-buyer's commitment fee to do some organizing? Like, is there any way?
Yeah, well, that's the next thing. That's the next thing I need to start getting better at, is that pricing billing for quotes. Like, you guys all,
you got to bill for this upfront time, man. Are they like a referral lead, or how did you come across them? Marketing?
I did a little job. I rejibbed and insulated three bedrooms in their same house a year and a half ago when I first came down. And then they were like, we'd like you, come back.
Yep.
Full replaid in the kitchen. I put a lot of meat. I've covered all those costs in the price. Yeah. So it's one of those ones where I'm pretty fucking certain it's going to go ahead. So
try and not run off the game of pretty sure. Try and run off the game of they've already paid me 5 G's. They've given me an indication I've done X amount of work for them. This thing's fucking locked in, you know? Would you say how many hours work have you done for them to date, you reckon, in regards to price, subbies, calls? 10 hours?
Oh, probably more than that.
Bro, I'd be flicking up a little bit of an email for the man and just politely saying, hey, you know, can we just to secure this for me, just so I can plan stuff in, and just play the card of, hey, I've got quite a bit of stuff coming in. I really like you guys. I want to do another job for you. I really want to lock this in. Is it okay if we just do like a $2,000 like commitment buyer's fee? Just so I know it's in the pipeline. That's not unnormal. Like, I locked in a painter for a new build in Whanganui, man, and I paid him $1,000 4 months before the job was starting, because he said, hey, bro, I'm pretty busy. And I was like, I'm happy to pay a deposit, man, to lock in a date, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
You've got to look at that, eh? Because it's like, it's a big thing. Like, if you, because in the back of your mind, you're like, okay, cool, I've got this, whatever, $300,000 job coming up. Yep, cool, they've given me word of mouth. But, and then you might not actively chase a lot of work because you know you're going to be busy. And then what if they pull out and then you haven't done all the sales and hunting and you've got no backups, you know? Just something to think about. I know you know this. You're a smart dude.
I do. I know it. And I hear it. And it's like, it's just that sort of, it's almost like a Kiwi's just shit to talking about money, because like it's just like this sort of mental block that's hard to fucking ask for a day.
We're real taboo about money, man. Like, I don't know. The videos that we put out are anything to do with money and rates. They're the ones that people love, eh? People love hearing about money, eh?
Have you looked into something about, I mean, because I watched years ago when I first was still in Auckland, like trying to work out what's going on myself, I was watching some of these videos from this building hub lady, and she'd do Zoom like community, and she was like saying she can't talk about rates because it's sort of like someone can look at it and class it as like the cartel, whatever that cartel law, because you're sort of like, everyone's sort of going, oh, that's the rate, we'll just things like that.
Dude, I don't know, man. But, I don't know too much about that. I'm like a real kind of like just, I'm just like a common, like what's wrong with putting out rates or average rates? Like when you go and buy an iPhone, you know what the price is. Like, you could say the same about grocery stores, like the price of milk being a dollar cheaper somewhere else. People disclose rates
everywhere. Yeah. Well, I like it.
Where there's no regulation.
Yeah, you go. Yeah, well, it's like the last year, because like all the content you start putting out, and then that other crowd have started doing a lot more. And so like there is a lot more talk, I think, going out, a lot more and even just all the builders you're talking to, like some of the quite established guys in Aussie and NZ, just sort of like, it's good to like just hear like their stories, because like you sort of get, like you say, and I've heard people say, you get like caught in a little like echo chamber because you don't see other, like, and it's weird because like you don't normally go talking to other builders, and you sort of, unless they're your mate, like close mates, you don't go talking to like Joe down the street about fucking how finding it, well, and dude, that, charging.
That's
and...
why I went to this. That's why I went to the States, bro, like a week ago. I just wanted to see how stuff's being done, like what's different over there, and like it's good to always just learn and just see how people are doing stuff differently. Because I'm like definitely, you know, nowhere near the best builder or anything. I just know my skill set where I'm better, and I just want to go and learn and see how people are doing stuff differently. Because everyone does stuff different across the board, so it's good to see. And I know other people appreciate
those two last. Those two Aussie guys that you talked to that got me thinking about those passive houses, and I looked into that for a bit just because I'd never really sort of heard about it, and that pro climber product and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny. We went to Gold Coast a couple months ago for a family holiday before my kid went to school, and just walking around Gold Coast, like down Mermaids and Broad Beach, I mean, looking at some of the new builds going on, it's like, I don't think they have head flashing above their windows, eh? Like, and just things like that, just noticing things like that.
Yeah, different areas.
Just the rain's not as intense. Mm.
Yeah. Nah, that's all good. Hey, are you sort of happy with what we've covered there, bro? Does that give any insight or help just with stuff? Does that kind of like, do you feel like we've covered some good topics there?
Yeah. It's just like, I know everything that I need to do, I know. It's just, it's always just there in the back of my mind. Like, I need to get someone doing half my admin time. I need to get, probably need to spend more money on advertising. I need to try
and
do follow ups better. I need to fucking charge
your pricing. Your goal should be every week just looking at like what is going to be the 20% like best items you can do for your business every week. And it's always taking like a time order and looking at how you can replace yourself. So like, unfortunately you're in the phase where you do need to be on site a little bit more. But I think once you can remove that block, and to be fair, we could probably talk more about that, about why you are on site so much. But the block for you is like the more hands you're shaking, that's what you need to be doing. You need to be sending out proposals. Like that's what you should be doing. You should be doing full-time sales and proposals. Like if you fast track what you're doing now and you looked at 18 months, all you should be doing is going from sending out 5 proposals a month to fucking 20, and you're winning 5, you know, 25% close rate. So it's like, why do you think so you like this
form work on life, getting the leads in?
Yeah. Leads and then convert.
Yeah, we're from getting,
Just sorry, mate. I'm just want to nut out a couple of things here. So, why do you feel like you have to be on site all the time? Like this guy who's a foreman, who's a gun, can him and the apprentice not do a lot of the workload there, and then you can still bill like 10 hours a week to that job for admin and organizing? Like, do you need to be there every day, or are you just worried that shit's not going to happen?
It's just nah. I trust him. It's just the size of the job.
Yeah. Can you get another builder?
It's the site. Yeah, well, that's my next sort of, yeah. But the thing is, it's also like that I fucking still like building with my hands.
Yeah.
But it's not going to progress me to where I want to go. Well, I'm one of those fucking dudes, so.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, I can't. Yeah, I definitely can't help you there. You know, if you like building, bro. You know?
I just missed that last bit. What'd you say?
Sorry. I mean, I can't help you get to where you go. If you like being on the tools and you like building, bro, that's it. You're sussed, you know? But if you want to be a business owner.
Well, that's the thing. That's my next thing. It's like, do I just have a one crew and I'm on site 3 or 4 days a week still? Or like, how do I want to? So that's my next sort of dilemma.
Depends what you're
doing. I like everyone says. It's like everyone says, like, the biggest hurdle is like, oh, letting go of what's happening on site. But like, I'm fucking real anal. But yeah, maybe another 6 months, I think. Once you get past this job, I'm looking at probably getting another guy, I think. And then
even down to three days
a week.
Even if you love building heaps, just look at, this would be a small target for you. Stay on tools till the end of the year with these two other guys. Make sure that you've kind of got them, like they're solidified. And I don't know what your finance stuff is, but from what I've spent on marketing, I would look at trying to spend $2,000 to $2,500 a month on marketing in the right areas and on like social awareness and brand between now and the end of the year. Stay on the tools till the end of the year, finish that job, do that reclad. That will pretty much take you probably till Christmas, and then you're going to get some fill-in work and invest $15,000 on advertising before the end of the year, and then reassess your goals at Christmas and be like, do I still want to be on the tools? Am I hiring another dude? What am I doing? Am I just going to run a one-man team? What does my wife want me to do? How much money are you making? Like, reassess what your goals are and go again, you know?
Things that I do know, they're all just in the back of my head. I just don't want to tell me to my face, so.
You've got to have some goals or some targets, otherwise you kind of just wish-wash around, you know?
Yeah, or else I'll be stuck doing the same over like 2 years time. I'll be doing the same thing 2 years older, still being on site 90% of the time.
I'll give you a courtesy email every 2 months, bro, and I'll check in with you and make sure you're not I'll hold you accountable.
Yeah, sweet.
Cool, bro. Anything else you want to ask or sort of look at?
Cool, bro. Nah. Business mentor. Oh, just one thing. Did you ever get a business mentor or anything like that? Because, like, obviously, looking at the content of all the builder, the professional builders, I don't know. I don't know if I'd go down that route. But, like, did you ever? Because obviously, business is different to fucking building, but building is a business sort of thing.
I did try one, but I just don't. Yeah, I didn't get a lot of value out of it, to be fair. Nothing against the guy. I thought he was fantastic as a person. I just think, don't know, I've got another guy I played tennis with. He owned like 10 or 15 companies over the course of his 30 years. Mate, his last business he sold for 50 mil, so he was doing something right. And he told me, I think, one day we went for a tennis session and he said, fuck, you look down today, what's up? And I was just like, bro, I think I was just going through the phase where I wasn't quite making enough money to jump off the tools and project manage and go sales full time. And I said, bro, I've been dealing with this problem for like 3 to 4 months. I don't know what to do. And he literally just said to me, he's like, bro, you've just got to keep banging your head against the wall, keep throwing shit against the wall until something sticks. And I was like, fair play, bro. It's a pretty good answer. Whereas the business guy was, you know, charging me an arm and a leg and just trying to come up with all these like fucking fancy slides and softwares and all this shit. And I was like, bro, this ain't fucking helping me, man. This is just taking more time away. Like, you've already said it yourself, bro. You know what you need to be doing in your head. So there's kind of your answer right there.
Just getting the time. Yeah, it's time to do it.
That's why I'm trying to like realize what you're doing. Like, if you don't have time, okay, cool, we'll step back off the tools and get another builder. But then you're like, oh, I really love building and I can't let go. Well, fuck, you've got to... That's something that you need to suss, you know? Not being rude. You're trying to get.
I know that as well.
Yeah.
It's that classic of going from builder to business owner.
Yeah.
And business making it hard. Definite transition there.
Yeah. Nah, all good, man. Let me know if there's anything else I can do to help, man. Just shoot me an email. Shoot me a text. Hope that's helped.
Sweet. Whenever I get jobs that I'm too busy to price, I always try and flip them through to you guys. Like, you did the reclad.
Yeah.
You price a reclad for me in Whiritoa early on, yep. which that's probably still going to happen in like a year's time, I think.
Ah, pipeline, bro. Beauty.
But yeah.
Right, let's try to get some money off them too. Mm. And on the next one, man, let's try to get them to pay for that QS report. I'll give you that email. I can give you like the text and phone follow-up chain. It works pretty well, eh, if people are invested. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. And if they're not invested, fucking, yeah, it's going to be hard, but just flick them probably.
Yeah, that's it, man. All right, bro. Thanks for that. Appreciate it, man.
Cool, bro. No worries. Cheers for the call.
Thanks, bro. Have a good weekend.